During a Monday night regular meeting, the Sulphur Springs School Board completed their evaluation of Superintendent Michael Lamb and voted to extend his 3-year contract by 1 year. The board also heard a mostly good financial and compliance audit report of last school year. The audit featured a clean opinion from Rutherford Taylor and Company and no deficiencies. However, auditor Michael Taylor did report what he called one ding, a finding of non-compliance. I talked about that with School Superintendent Michael Lamb Tuesday morning.
We overspent in about 3 categories, and what that means is, you know, the board says at the beginning of the year you can spend money on these things, and really and truly we're not supposed to overspend that. And the best example I can tell you, we paid an invoice on some services and felt like we were within the budget, and when the auditors dig in, which that's what they do, discovered that some of that payment was for a month previous. And so those auditors moved that money in and out and put it in the right spot. And I think it kicked us like $20,000, $30,000 over in an area. So, and that happened about 3 times, 3 quirky little deals where we overspent in an area. And we got 3 findings. But as he mentioned when he gave it to us, this is pretty typical. And I think he said 40 districts, this has happened to 29 of them or what have you. A pretty typical thing for there to be some last-minute changes that cause it to kick you over just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line, though, when you look at the whole budget, the whole year, what, $726,000 under what the budget was that was actually spent, right?
Yeah, that can be a little bit misleading. I mean, what he mentioned was, you know, once again, you set your budget and say we're going to spend this money, and then through the year, you end up adding to that for certain things that come up, and the board approves that. And based on what the board had approved, we spent about half of what was said, which that's where those numbers came from. Mm-hmm. We still... we've got a really healthy fund balance, and that's something that we're really proud of, and it's once again based on the conservative practices of really and truly the board and administration prior to me. But we end up using a little bit of that in that case as well. So, but it's nothing that's not been planned. I mean, there's documentation and there's a strategic plan going on how to take care of some one-time things like a set of air conditioner emergency situation that we had come up, and still trying to address a few of the older floor problems in a couple of our buildings and what have you. So fortunately, we do have a nice fund balance at this point, and it's allowing us to do some one-time things that will not necessarily affect the budget later. And so we're able to kind of see that we've got a budget that's very manageable that we can work with. Any overexpending we're doing right now is on one-time things, and we're doing it because we can and have it. And in a tight year, if we had to not do it, we could easily not do it.
Mm-hmm. Got kudos for tax collection rate very, very high, and also 56 cents per $1 every dollar in classroom instruction. You're pleased with those numbers, I'm sure.
Very pleased with that. You know, you can look at those dollars and how they get broken down, and you hear horror stories of other places and what have you, but very much always a goal to make sure 50% or more of your money is in the classroom. And we're, like you said, we're at 56%. So I believe the auditor even pointed out, I get amazed when you see what we spend in electricity and water and just, you know, things you have to pay for in a given mm-hmm. year. To realize that you're spending 56% of your budget strictly in the classroom is a real impressive feat in my mind. Our tax situation is incredible. Our tax office does a good job of getting those, you know, tax dollars in, and it's really a credit to our community. I'm amazed at the people that walk up every day to pay their taxes and just, you know, take care of their business, and it's a real neat deal to see.
KSST News.